Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Reishai and Gimel. We're in the middle of Siv Dalad right now. We are talking about Kiddush Mevakam Suda. Once again, today we're going to get to some of the Ikari Dinim of what is considered Kiddush Mevakam Suda. Before, let's finish off Siv Dalad. We read through it last time. Just a couple more things. Let's read through it one more time. Yachal Adam LeKaddish LaAcherim. I'm on page 104. Yachal Adam LeKaddish LaAcherim Afal Pi Sheino Ochali Bahem. A person is allowed to make Kiddush for other people, even though he is not eating with them. Dilididu Habi Makam Suda. Because for them, it is considered Kiddush Mevakam Suda. Even for the person who's making Kiddush, it is not, because he's not going to eat. Yachal Gadu Birkas Yachayin Yino Yachal Lahoti Acherim. You may know Nerim Yohan. And even though we said that generally by a Birkas Nenin, one cannot depater someone else in a Birkas Nenin, even though over here, the Birkas Yain is the Chorah Birkas Nenin. Nevertheless, came in the high Bori Priyagavan, who Chovah LeKiddush. Since this Bori Priyagavan is a Chiyav for the sake of Kiddush, Kiddush Yom Dami. It's just like the Bracha Mekadish Shabbos, V'yochol LeHotziyam Avobishenenena. Even though he's not going to drink from the Kiddush wine, he could still potter other people in Bori Priyagavan, because it's Shaykh to Kiddush. Even though a regular Bori Priyagavan, when it's not Shaykh to Kiddush, you can't potter someone else unless you're drinking yourself. Over here, you can go ahead and do this. And the Ramah just adds, I feel Kiddush HaYom, B'Shachas, 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 even Kiddush HaYom of Shachris, which doesn't have Mekadosh HaShabbos, it only has Birkas, Bori Priyagavan, since it is Shach to Kiddush, one can be Motzi, his friend, even though he is not drinking Kiddush, because he's having, because his friend's going to have Kiddush Makom Suda. And then we pointed out the Machlokas, the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, is this only by someone who doesn't know how to Mekadosh himself? Someone can make Kiddush for him, or it's even someone who is a Bucky, even though he knows it of himself. Someone who is not drinking and not having a Suda right now can also potter him in Kiddush. Shitas Mechaber is L'chumra, V'hu, She'enam Yodim, only if the other person does not know how to make Kiddush. And we saw the Pre-Chadosh brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chaf, that held it is going to be Motor, even if the other guy knows how to do it. If the person has not made Kiddush for himself, he should not drink from the Kiddush wine. If Reuven is not having Kiddush Makom Suda right now, he should not even drink from the wine. So, okay, because that's not the drink. Until he's ready to have Kiddush Makom Suda, he is not allowed to drink. So a couple more things over here. Number one is, what about by Hamotzi? Could you do the same thing about Hamotzi? Hamotzi is also a Chasha thing. It's also part of Suda Shabbos. What if I'm not having bread? But my friend, I could have pot to my friend in Birkas Hamotzi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Tes, four lines down. V'lo dummy le Birkas Hamotzi shel Shabbos shel kol shalosh sudas. Bori Priyagavan of Kiddush is not similar to Birkas Hamotzi of Shabbos. De'eino motzi meino ochol men. By Hamotzi, you cannot potter someone if you're not having Suda Shabbos right now. De'ashu heim chov. Even though I'm obligated to have three sudas on Shabbos, and therefore we should say Birkas Hamotzi on the bread is like a chiyuv, just like Birkas Hayayin. Eina chov alav mishu mitzvah. It's not for sake of mitzvah. El kedei sheyene misuda Shabbos. It's in order that it can be nene from Suda Shabbos. That's why you have bread. Now this is the kutz over here. Vein la mitzvah atzmo chov, taime eunen, mi mashi bisane in tzarech lechol, because it's all lechol. If someone gets more hanah from fasting, okay? If someone gets more hanah from fasting on Shabbos, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos, because that's only for this guy. Okay? Therefore, it's not mamish a chov to go ahead and have bread. As opposed to Kiddush, even if he's not going to drink for the Kiddush, why you have a chiv to hear Kiddush alakos? That's mamish going to be a chiv. Okay? Fine. Now, one more thing says Moreno Rabbein Rav Nevinzal over here. Dibar Amaschil Le'achirim. Okay, he says, Vimhen Kibul Shabbos Mi'odom, Vu'adayin Lo Kibul Shabbos. What happens if someone has not accepted, Reuven has not accepted Shabbos about himself, but Shimon ain't dead? Can Reuven pater Shimon in Kiddush, even though he didn't accept Shabbos? Vu'adin L'shiyatzim Rav Nevinzal Bi'otom Shein Shalgol. Similar, Hashayla is, can someone who's not keeping Yantav, it's, say, but Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, for him it's not Yantav Sheni. For a lot of people, it's Yantav Sheni. Could a better still be the chazin for a ben chutz laretz? On Marzal b'mincha Shlomo, not the lomer the chashiv bar chiyuv yochol atzi acherim. In mincha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman says, writes over there, that he thinks they're considered bar chiyuv, and they would be allowed to patter them. However, Baal Peh chazer bo, but Baal Peh, or Shlomo Zalman's chazer bo, and that's generally the halacha is, we do not let a ben eretz still patter ben chutz laretz, and vice versa for that, because they're not considered bar chiyuv for each other. And same thing over here. Someone did not accept upon himself Shabbos yet. He cannot make Kiddush for someone who's already accepted upon himself Shabbos. And then he says Moreno Rabbein, Mechalos Shabbos ain't yachol kaddish al avdel acherim. Someone who's Mechalos Shabbos cannot make kiddush for other people or lahavdil achirim elim kain, unless nichshol rak b'miksas malachos, unless he does some semblance of Shabbos, resemblance of Shabbos he does. Okay, v'adayin yechshol full hevdil b'yomoshi l'shizim mei amasa. That's the ikar over here. If someone makes a hevdil in some way between chol and Shabbos, they make kiddush Friday night. They have something that's nicker to show that they're keeping Shabbos, or they have some semblance of Shabbos, then they could go ahead and pater someone else in Kiddush, because they believe in, not exactly how we keep Shabbos, and not the appropriate way of keeping Shabbos, but that person could go ahead and be motzei. But someone who's mamash mechal Shabbos, mamash mechal Shabbos, doesn't do anything, and all of a sudden they're at their, cousin's bar mitzvah, and they want to be mechabit with Kiddush, because they know it's a cover to Kiddush, you can't be mechabit that person in Kiddush, because he doesn't keep Shabbos. He has no, you can't just go ahead and say, today I'm going to want to make the Kiddush. That's not going to be okay. Also, another tonight, but tonight, Shema Amin B'Torah. If he makes Kiddush Friday night, but he doesn't believe in the Torah, he's not Bikoros. He can't be Pater other people in Kiddush others. This is a very broader sugya of what they just pointed out from Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel's din over here. Moving on to Sif Hey, which is the shayla that everybody's been asking in their head and out loud, is what is considered Suda Shabbos that is considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda? How could I be Yotzi Kiddush B'Makom Suda? What do I have to eat in order to be Yotzi Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Obviously, nafka mina beings. You go to a Kiddush in Shul. You hear Kiddush. What do I have to eat in order to be Yotzi Kiddush? Says the Mechaber over here, Kotvo HaGaonim. Quoting the Gaonim, Hadein Kiddush Alu B'Makom Suda. That which we say Kiddush needs to be B'Makom Suda. Afilu Achar Dovar Mu'at Oshota Koz Yayin Shechayev Olav Bracha. Okay? Even if he eats a little bit, okay, or he drinks the Koz of wine that he's Chayev Olav Bracha. Yotzi Yedei Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Just with having that, you Yotzi Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Gomer Sudas of Makam Achan, he could go ahead and have another Suda somewhere else. That is already Yotzei Kiddush. Look inside, see Kotten Kov Dalad, Mishnah Berurah, Visham Ein Tzarech Levarich Odal Kos Kodem Shisad. If you go to another place, you go back home now, and you're gonna have your regular Suda Shabbos, you don't have to make another Kiddush now, this time around. Dakfar Yotzei Yedei Kiddush. Cause he's already going to be Yotzei Kiddush already. Okay, since he's already Yotzei Kiddush, you don't have to make Kiddush. Once you've been Yotzei Kiddush, then you do not have to make another Kiddush we see over here. That's what it is. You go ahead and get in shul. You eat. The appropriate thing, we'll talk about what exactly that might be. You go ahead and eat in the shul. And you yotzei Kiddush already. You heard the Kiddush. You ate in the shul. You go back home for lunch. You don't have to make another Kiddush. Obviously, there's a Bnei Bias who haven't heard Kiddush yet. They have to hear Kiddush. Okay, so you can make another Kiddush for them. But if everyone's heard Kiddush, everyone's in shul, I was in shul, you do not have to make another Kiddush. Even though there are those who are knowing to go ahead and make another Kiddush. You see Beferish over here. That is not necessary. That's not the din. That's not what's brought down over here from the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Many people think that when you go back to your house, you have to go ahead and have another Kiddush in order to make the Suda Shabbos. But there's really two different dinim. One is Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Over here, Yotzi Kiddush B'Makom Suda. There's another din called Suda Shabbos that you're supposed to have wash on bread and have all Suda with meat and stuff like that. You can be Yotzi them differently. You can do it at different times, and that's going to be, you're going to be totally fine with it. Okay? So that's going to be the din over here. Now, finishing off the Mechab. V'davka ocho lechem oshasu yayin. Aval ocho peros lo, says the Mechaber, when you eat lechem, or you eat, go ahead and have wine, that's going to be good. But just peros, you're not Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Suda with having some fruit. Ulefizeh, says the Ramah. Motu lemoa lesandek lishtot mikol shel mila b'Shabbos b'Shachris im shotin kashir. Therefore, someone is a bris mila Shabbos morning, right after davening, you make the mila, birkas the mila over a kos. Oh, you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So it says whoever is going to make the brach on the kos, if they drink now from the coastal wine, they're Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Suda, because we say wine is good enough in order to be Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Aval says the Ramah, Noguli Tein Latinok. The minig is to give it to a tinok, just like we saw before when you make Kiddush Friday night in Shul. For the Orchim that don't exist nowadays, you give it to a tinok in order to get out of the Suffolk. Okay, now we have a lot to discuss over here. We see over here that you need to have a suda, obviously. That's what we talked about before. And you don't lav dafka have to have bread. He mentions over here that you can have wine. That's going to be good enough. He mentions, though, peros is not going to be good. What about mizonos? So they're a medayik very clearly. The bir halacha, the medayik from the Shulchan Aruch over here. Also, kiddush makom suuda, suuda is midi desoid, something that satiates. Therefore, poshet, the post can bring down that mizonos is going to work. Okay? Is going to work. You're allowed to have mizonos in order to be go ahead and be yotzei suudas Shabbos. Unlike the Gra. The Gra disagrees with all this. He disagrees with the Gaonim over here. He takes on the Gaonim and others brought down in Bir Halacha. Dibur Maslu Katvu. If you look at Bir Halacha, Dibur Maslu Katvu, bottom of the page of 104, he says it was saved from Maaser Rav. Katav Shagra Af Bekiddush Hayom Lo Ayam Mekadosh Elo B'Makom Suda Gemura V'Lo Mini Targimo Yain. He would not use mizonos or wine. He would dafka only use bread. Okay, this is Morino Rabbi Rav Nevinsol is makbid on for this gra, and therefore, well, even the days where he had kiddush at the Rav's house, he would be makbid to go ahead and wash, even though other people would have mizonos. He doesn't pass it for other people. He holds mizonos is going to be fine, but for himself, he himself is machmer. The bir halacha and simin reish mem tes siv beis. The end of Dibur Maslo Mutter says beferish that the minhag is not like this gra, and the minhag of the olam is to be makel to eat mizonos Shabbos. The Bukhari is describing similar to what we have in Shul. You have a little kiddush cake in Shul. Your yotzei, your kiddush over there, and then you go ahead and wash and can continue your suda at another time. Okay, so therefore you are going to be yotzei with bread. Obviously, you're going to be yotzei with mizonos. You're also going to be yotzei with wine over here. But in terms of wine, just to point out over here, is that not everyone's so excited about the wine. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Kaf Zayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kaf Zayin, Dehainu Sheishne Shir Revis. So according to the Mechaber, you have to have a Revis in order to be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Omrim, She'enu Yotzei Yidei Kiddush Makom Suda, Afilu Yishte Shir Revis. You're not going to be either of those who say, this is a Das Lavush, that a Revis is not good enough. You're not Yotzei with just a Revis. Rakzarech Lishot Revis Yayin Milvada Koshal Kiddush. You have to eat, drink an extra Revis of wine. Because the first Revis you're having, that's in order to be Yotzei Kiddush. Okay? Kiddush Makom Suda, you have to drink an extra Revis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and it sounds like, from the Shartzini, he says one should be makbran. But according to this opinion, it's not that he disregards wine legamri. Just the amount you have to drink. According to Pashto LeMechaber, it's good enough just to drink one revius of wine. Okay? 3 ounces of wine, you're yotzei already kiddush makom suda. According to this opinion of Lavosh, you have to drink an extra revius of wine. That means, as most people think this means, you need two revius. That's not necessarily true. Okay, why? Because we saw earlier on, your yotzei kiddush with a malolugmav. Okay, so you need a malolugmav plus a revius. A half a revius. You need 1.5 reviuses to order the drink. That's what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol points out over here. Dibur Amaschil. Milvad. All the way at the end of the page. He says, Af l'shita zu nira desagi v'malolugmav od revius. Because that's what we point out. Because the malolugmav is an order to be yotzei kiddush. Revius is not to be yotzei kiddush b'makom suda. I just want to add in also over here, this is only for the person who's making kiddush. If two people are there, one person is making kiddush, and Shimon is listening to the kiddush of Reuven, so Reuven needs a malolugmav plus a revius. What does Shimon need? He just needs a revius, because he doesn't have to drink a malolugmav. He's already yotzei with the kiddush from Reuven's malolugmav. He could go out and drink a revius. That's going to be his kiddush b'makom suda. So that's another important ha'ara over here. And as Moreno Rabbi Rav Nevinsol, another important chumra over here, he says for the person making kiddush, he says v'ulai tzarich lahafsik bein malolugmav l'revius. Maybe you have to make a pause between the malolugmav in order to be yotzei kiddush, and then drink a revius to show that's kiddush makom suda, and not just gulp down the revius plus the malolugmav at the same time. Kidei achilas pras, either wait like 3 minutes, or l'vachot kidei shdias revius, or at least wait a few seconds in between the malolugmav and the revius. Once again, this is only be a chumra for the one making kiddush, not for the person listening. Now the bira, the sharet seeing over here, dibar amasel chavtes. He brings down who das lavush. This is the das lavush that you need the extra revius. The rabu achorim undi b'shita. So many achorim hold like this, and this is why it sounds like he's saying that one should be machmer like the shita. Umikol makom. He says, "Bekiddush al shachris, yeshlis v'chalamikim ein lo yain kolkach." If you don't have enough wine, kiddush of morning, you could be more mekel. Avol bekiddush al laila ein lahakol b'zeh. Even by the kiddush at nighttime, even if you drink the revius plus another lulugmav, even then tzarich la'ayin. The kamer rishonim cholkam azeh, because there's some rishonim who disagree with this whole din, and they don't hold that wine works at all. So there's really three opinions. There's the opinion, the most makel opinion, like the Gaon and brought down over in the Mechaber Oats. One revius is going to be yotzei bein mekiddush yom bein mekiddush laila. We have the Das Lavushes, you need an extra revius, okay, extra revius over here, plus the Mulalugmav, and we have a third pretty mention over here in the Shartzin of Rishonim who disagree with Legamri with the Gonim and hold, you can't use wine for Kiddush Vimakom Suda. Therefore, Lemaisa Shartzin over here is Mechalik between nighttime Kiddush and daytime Kiddush. Since nighttime Kiddush, Mikr Didinez Vili Daraisa, okay, forgetting the Magen Avraham Yotzei Tefillah, but the Kiddush itself is Daraisa Friday night. Don't be somech on the gaonim. Don't use wine to be yotzir kiddush Friday night. And generally, Friday night, you have kiddush. We go home and we make kiddush, and we have our suda, which is not really fun. Shabbos day, though, you can be yotzir with this over here. Okay? You can be yotzir with this over here. That's what the Sharetzion is saying. And one last thing that's going to connect to what we're going to learn right now in the Hilchos Pesach in a second, and that is, very beautiful. It connects over here is in terms of Paris. It says over here that Paris, you're not going to be Yotzei Suda Shabbos. Okay? The problem with that is what we're going to have this year when Erev Shabbos, well, Erev Pesach falls out in Shabbos. Okay? Because you can't have bread and you can't have matzah, both of them after Chatzos, when we generally have Shalosh Shudas. So how are you going to have Shalosh Shudas this year? Okay? Therefore, whatever we do, different chumras. One of the things we say to do is have Suda Shlishis with Peros in the afternoon. But you're not really Yotze. It's not really considered a Suda we see over here. But the Mishnah Berurah over here points out over here. If you look at the end of Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kavav, he says, Vihine Bishilta Giborin Katav Da'af Beperos Dai. According to the Shulta Giborim, he agrees Lakula that even Peros works. They call Suda Shabbos Nech Shabbos Kekeva, because anything you eat on Shabbos is itself considered Kvias. We have this in different places, this idea, and therefore Peros Ach Dasa Turva Shulchan Aruch Iker, and nevertheless, the Dasa Shulchan Aruch is Iker, Achim Cholosh Libo Ktsas Vein Lo Atam Mechamish Minei Lisod Achar Kos. If someone is Chalash, someone's very weak, and he needs Kiddush right now in the Mir Yotzei, and he doesn't have Chamishis Minei Dog, and he doesn't have enough wine, let's say, he has Peros, one could be yotzei with the shiltei giborim. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saldi Ramaslo Beperos. Here is what I wanted to get to. Okay, be'erev Pesach shechalios b'Shabbos like this year. Noagin lasal shtei sudas b'yom ha'pas. You make 2 daytime sudas of pas. People daven vasikin. They'll have 1 suda right after vasikin, and then they'll walk around the block and they'll have another suda before so zman achilas chametz. Around 10:30, let's say, Kodesh Man Isser Chametz, V'Acher Chatzos, and after Chatzos, because you really suppose that Sal Shal Shem is after Chatzos, Acher Chatzos, Lachol Baser V'Dagim U'Shar Matamim, then you'll have Baser V'Dagim and Peros, even though we said, generally hold not to be Yotzei Suda over here, you have no choice on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, therefore we're going to be Yotzei like the Shilti Giborim, with Peros over there, very beautiful, it comes down to Lemaisa Adkan for today.